I'm a sport girl, and I want to shift the conversation to sports. So what is your favorite sport?
Was that for me, Michelle?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite sport is soccer. I played soccer since I was about 5 years old, and all through high school and through college, and now I play in my community here. And I actually lived in Cairo for 1 year when I was studying Arabic, and I played with the I played with the Egyptian national women's team for a short while, which was a lot of fun.
Was it a successful while or not, honestly?
I think they were better than I was. I had to run much too much. I got exhausted, and so I stopped playing.
Do you hear the English, Egyptian music?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not a big fan of Egyptian music, but, you know...
I am.
Yeah, Habibi Ya Noor Al Ain. That was a very famous song when I was there.
That was good.
And, you know, so some songs are good, and of course, Umm Kulthum, Amr Diab, Hamza, and so, you know, I like some Egyptian music, but usually... it's a little bit too sappy, which means too romantic, you know?
Right. Well, it's my favorite music. It's
No, so Egyptian music is your favorite music?
Yeah.
And who are your favorite artists?
Anthony Hopkins.
Wow.
Did you say Anthony Hopkins?
Yes, he's
Oh, so an American, or he's British actor.
Yeah, yes, of course, is. I know that. No,
I thought that we were talking about Egyptian music, so I was confused.
We were talking about Egyptian music.
Egyptian actor?
Sure.
Amara Sharif.
A classic. What movies do you like Anthony Hopkins in?
Of the Lamb. And I like Jane Eyre. Do you hear about it?
Yeah, of course. That was a great movie.
I like it so much, and my favorite movie.
I have a question about watching movies in Baghdad. Do Iraqis go to movies often? And what percentage of movies that you see are Iraqi or Arab, and what percentage are foreign?
Well, I'm going to answer this. I'm Ahmed.
Okay, hi, Ahmed.
Hi there. Actually, I'm going to speak up myself. I don't watch Arabic movies that much, except for Adil Imam, because he's funny, you know. I like to laugh, yeah. And there's no specific percentage, because you know, everyone watches what he likes to watch, so it's kind of difficult to make a percentage out of that.
And do you usually watch in the theater, or do you watch at home with rental videos?
At home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we don't receive too many movies from the Middle East in the United States, so it was interesting to me that so many of you seem to be familiar with American movies, and we would wish that it would be more equal.
Well, you can send me money and I can buy them.
I have $5.
Honestly, I'll send them. Honestly, I won't take the money.
So we have some more questions from this side, I think.
Okay, well, starting more about the stuff we probably guys don't want to talk about, but I just wanted to ask you, how are you and your family and your friends preparing for the U.S. plan to attack, and how does it affect your daily lives?
Hi, this is Saeed. Well, you know, like, right now we're, like, sort of stockpiling food and, you know, water and all the, you know, basic necessities of daily life, That's for first. And second, like, we're, you know, packing our, how should I say, fragile stuff that we have at home. You know, because when the bombing starts, I mean, it's bombing. I mean, it's a big deal. It's like an earthquake or something like that.
Worse.
And what else? Like, we're trying to, you know, find means of keeping contact with the loved ones, you know, outside, inside the country. Because, like, the first thing that's going to go down is basically communications, then electricity, of course, and water supply, and that's all. So, you know, we're trying to take precautionary measures and all.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, but do you guys still get to do things as you normally have done during the days? Like, you know, go out, have fun? I mean, do you feel like people are really affected majorly by this war? Do you still see, like, that you guys can enjoy some sort of a day?
Well, actually, we're kind of used to this stuff, the war stuff. So, yeah. Personally, I live normally.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have to wait for the bombing. It's going to happen or it's not going to happen. I don't know. So I'm living normally.
Okay,
whether we bombed or not, we are going to live. We have to continue living and continue our normal life. Actually, I'm talking about myself. We spent the 45 days on 19, playing cards and listening to the radios, these things, living our normal life. And I'm here talking to you.
Great.
It's normal.
Alhamdulillah.
Maybe you think what she's talking about, and you are a little bit amazed. But this is our normal life. It's getting normal and normal each day.
Okay.
And
there is another point of view on this subject. Since that we are Islam, so we believe in faith, and we believe in God. So in Islam, the faith is something you cannot ever afford it, and you cannot escape from your death. So if your day will come, no matter where you go or no matter where you hide, you're going to die. So we believe in that. And this is why we don't care or not don't care, because we believe in God. So God will help us because we didn't do anything wrong. And we're not the one that want to attack or to have a war. We're just defending on ourselves.
Thank you. I can really relate to you guys because I was at the same situation in 92 when there was a war in my country. And I went through the same, you know, anxiety and just not knowing what's going to happen and where I'm going to be the next day. So I really understand what you guys are saying and I share, you know, the emotions with you guys.
Actually, this idea came to me only at the beginning, at the first two days, not more. Then I started to think I have to live. If I'm destined to die, that's it. It's my destiny to die. And if I'm destined to die, if we are bombed, so that's it. We cannot defeat it. Yes, as what he said. This is destined. All Iraqis, actually, not me. I'm speaking on behalf of the others.
Besides, there's a proverb that says, "Who's already wet doesn't feel rain anymore." And we are already wet. I mean, in the 90s, we faced more than 33 countries. Nothing happened to us. We survived it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's only the United States, the United Kingdom, and Spain. So I don't think it's going to be worse, right? And to be honest, we still got hoping for peaceful negotiations or something. And that's why we are here tonight.
We do too. We're on your side.
Hey, guys, I have a question here. It's to Michelle.
Okay.
Michelle, where do you stand on this issue, the American-Iraqi war? Where do you stand there? I mean, what's your feelings about it? Do you agree with it?
That's an easy question.
I know it's an easy one.
And thank you for a chance to talk about that. I feel that this war is a product of people who have taken over the American government, who have no sense of history, have no sense of the humanity of people in the Middle East, and whose motives are far from altruistic, you know, wanting good things for other people. I feel like it's driven by a combination of a desire for American power, a desire for oil, and a desire to... I think there is some element of wanting to have better governments in the Middle East. But my personal opinion is a war is not the way to bring about that sort of situation. Democracy will not happen from outside. If people in the Middle East chose to have democracy, it would absolutely, absolutely have to be something that they choose and make happen from the inside. So I'm absolutely against this war, and I'm trying to do everything I can to stop it. I would hope that you guys would get some information about those activities happening in the American population. We are trying so hard, and it's difficult to get our media to do stories about us. That's partly why we want to do this conversation with you, so that you can take what we say and tell the people that you know that we are with you and we are trying to stop this.
Well, we really appreciated that. But I'm going to ask a question since you mentioned such a thing. So there is no understanding between the people in America and the government. So because your government want to attack Iraq, and you guys want to help us, and you are supporting us. And I really can know that by your words. And let's say, can you explain this for me a little bit? Because there is a very big misunderstanding. Because we thought that the people in America at first are supporting the government, but at last we find out that you are supporting the Iraqi government and the Iraqi people. And let's say, I think that you're right, because you think that your government is not correctly made its decisions. So can you answer this question?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question. It's a difficult thing. It's a difficult thing to explain, because everyone I know in my country almost everyone I know feels the way I do. But if you look at the American people as a whole, my understanding is that about 50% are for war and about 50% are against war. And that changes, you know, from week to week. I personally don't understand the people, and I don't know how they can be part of my country, who are in favor of war. The best thing that I can say is I think that they don't understand history and politics. They have never traveled to the Middle East. They don't know anybody from the Middle East. And in some ways they are, I don't want to insult them. I just disagree with them. And I think that they are so wrong. I wish that they would educate themselves and take the time to understand what United States policies have done to your country, to the people in your country. That's partly what I would like to do, is help educate them, but it's, you know, it's a big job.
I should also mention that personally, I'm not a big fan of your government, and I know that a lot of people here support the people of Iraq and not necessarily the government of Iraq, just like I know a lot of people support the people here in the United States, but not necessarily the government of the United States. Oh, I'm Lizette, by the way.
This is Nico. I just wanted to say also that the government here repeats endlessly that this is what Iraqis want, that this will most definitely bring them a better life. And so I think a lot of folks here who do, like Lizette said, support the Iraqi people, they think that this is helping them, that this is a good thing. So
I think that's why it's important for us to keep these dialogues coming going on. Just because a lot of people believe that, you know, going to war with Iraq would liberate the people there, freedom, and liberate the women because the women are being oppressed. And we have to realize that, you know, you don't want the war just as much as we do. But I'm actually the president of the Muslim Student Association here at UCSB. I'm also a recent convert into Islam. And I actually had a personal question regarding the prayers, because I heard a rumor, I don't know, but I wanted to hear about this, that your president actually included his name in some of the prayers, so people would include that in the prayers.
What?
I don't know. I just heard this about someone, and I wanted to get that cleared up because that's very un-Islamic. So I wanted to know if any of you guys could comment on that.
Yes.
I'm going to comment on that. I'm Ahmed.
Thank you.
Listen, is this some kind of joke?
No, no. I've actually heard this as a rumor.
True. No, it's not true. This is not true.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Real. This is not true.
You said so. It's a rumor.
Yeah. No, that's why I wanted to have it cleared up. It was really bothering me. So, thank you for clearing it up for me.